18. 9/11 and the Hutchison Effect, an Ace in the Hole, Part 3. September 9, 2008. In researching 9/11, I have tried to stay focused on aspects of primary evidence analysis of what actually happened, for example, through examination of physical evidence and verified witness testimony. However, in this series of articles related to the Hutchison Effect and 9/11, I have felt the need to document communications that I have been involved with, in regard to ongoing research and the reaction to it. Analysis of these communications is, to me, quite instructive in determining the way in which the 9/11 cover-up is being perpetuated and managed. I and others have previously queried how the perpetrators might be working to sustain the 9/11 cover-up. One way would be to shut down discussion or analysis of the most damning evidence pertaining to what really happened. Another way is to make repeated attempts to discredit or trash certain researchers, or even simply involve them in fruitless debates or spit fights of one kind or another, and this is precisely what seems to have happened over the last few years. That supposed hate correspondence. In Ace in the Hole, Part 2, I pointed out how I had been accused live, on air of sending hate correspondence to Ace Baker. This happened on a show I have once guest hosted, the dynamic duo on GCN Live. Now, of course, this in itself is a very minor thing. After all, one has to be pretty thick-skinned to function in an environment that is populated in the way that it seems to be, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Far worse things have happened to far better people, right? Well, I decided to write this article to try and document how certain figures seem happy to create an injustice however small, then fail to take responsibility for their own actions words. They are then offered an opportunity to correct that injustice, in a dignified manner, but then they refuse, essentially stating that the person who was on the receiving end of this injustice was actually at fault in some way. Request for correction. This matter unfolded as follows. Following Ace Baker's statement that I had sent him hate correspondence, I sent an email to both him and Jim Fetzer CC'd to several others, stating the following: I am writing to request that you broadcast a correction to the statement that Ace Baker had received hate correspondence from me. I have posted all the recent correspondence I have had with Ace Baker in the Ace in the Hole 2 article, and none of it fits this description. Alternatively, if Ace Baker can produce a message attributable to me including email headers which prove that it came from an email server I use, then I would like to see that message, and there will be no need for such a correction to be read out. So, I was basically asking Ace Baker to provide evidence of the supposed hate correspondence I had sent, or apologize to me. I decided to request an apology because this statement went out on air to a particular audience, and I knew the statement was wholly untrue. Of course, on various internet postings, there are a number of remarks posted about me, but I do not know these internet posters and have not previously been involved with them in the way that I have with Ace Baker and Jim Fetzer, both people I, at one time, trusted. Ace Baker initially responded, saying, "I don't recall the passage in question from yesterday's show. If someone will send me a recording or an accurate transcript, I will respond." In the same message, bizarrely, he also said, "While awaiting a review of my comments yesterday, and while on the subject of hate, you may quote me as follows, I hate Judy Wood. Judy Wood is a liar, a fraud, and a despicable human being. Judy Wood knows perfectly well that there is no Hutchison effect. In my opinion, based on the evidence, Judy Wood is a conspirator to mass murder, participating intentionally in the disinformation campaign associated with the crimes of 9/11. Judy Wood is therefore deserving of my hatred, and the hatred of all good and honest people. He made some other comments in this email which were not relevant to the apology I had requested from him, a comment which had somehow slipped his memory. You can read the full message by clicking the link above. Round about this time, there was a sequence of emails, not all of which are appended here, mentioning various topics, such as the Hutchison effect, molten metal and various other things, but nowhere was the matter of me sending hate correspondence discussed, neither was evidence of it produced by Ace Baker or Jim Fetzer. In one of these emails, Jim Fetzer said, "Something has gone wrong between Dr. Wood and me that I do not understand. I have stood by her through thick and thin and paid the price of ridicule and harassment. It has not been fun. Because I have believed in her, I have gladly borne the burden. If you can tell me why she abandoned me, that might be worthwhile. It's a mystery to me." By the end of this article, perhaps the mystery Jim Fetzer referred to will be solved. As the discussion seemed to have gone off my request for correction, I sent a message providing Ace Baker with a transcript of his statement, and I also repeated the request that he or Fetzer, as the show's regular host, correct it, or they should provide evidence of the hate correspondence I had sent. When I had read through additional emails, I decided to send another message, requesting that a specific statement be read out by Fetzer at the start of his next show, which read as follows: "I have a statement which Andrew Johnson has asked me to read out. On 26th August, during a discussion with Jim Fetzer, Ace Baker said, 'I've been getting the hate correspondence from Andrew Johnson and so forth.' Andrew Johnson has not sent Ace Baker any hate correspondence, and Andrew Johnson would politely request either written or on-air statement from Ace Baker to retract or correct his earlier statement about Andrew Johnson having sent Ace Baker hate correspondence, unless Ace Baker can provide verifiable copies of any hate correspondence which he thinks came from Andrew Johnson. For further information and analysis, I request that all interested parties view the 9/11 Hutchison Effect series of articles posted at http://www.checkthevidence.com/, where they can view the contents of all emails pertinent to these matters and listen to the audios of the various broadcasts. Thank you." Somewhat curiously, Fetzer responded saying I should call into the show, which, in calling from the UK, could be potentially costly when Ace was next on with him, scheduled for Tuesday, September 2, 2008. Fetzer then sent another message, responding on Ace's behalf saying, "My suspicion is that Ace meant hostile and it came out hate. That would not surprise me as much as making such a mountain of a molehill." So, Fetzer was suggesting that Ace didn't mean what he said. Why couldn't Ace speak up for himself? Fetzer then also offered various adjectives to describe the mail I had sent, which are similar to hate correspondence. Was Fetzer trying to muddle the issue? I leave the reader to decide this for themselves. Just who is sending hate correspondence? I then responded to Fetzer that I disagreed with his ideas on this and I did not wish to argue about the very particular and clear-cut definition of hate correspondence. I had only sent Ace Baker emails, so I will now quote the definition of hate mail from my Chambers 20th Century Dictionary, 1996, CD-ROM edition, hate mail: correspondence containing anything from insults to death threats, etc. I was asking Ace Baker to provide email matching this definition, which everyone is clear about, and if they weren't, the definition is above, and the one to which evidence in this matter should be matched. I have not sent Ace Baker any emails with any insults or death threats or similar types of remarks. I have just asked him a number of probing questions about his own actions, conclusions and his motivations. At this point, let us revisit the earlier message sent by Ace Baker to myself and several others in which he included the words, "Judy Wood is a liar, a fraud, and a despicable human being." I will leave readers to examine for themselves these words, contained in email correspondence, sent by Ace Baker, and consider them in the light of the definition of hate mail given in the Chambers 20th Century Dictionary, 1996, CD-ROM edition, as above. Please read all of Ace's email to check I am not quoting him out of context. The facts seem to be, then, Andrew Johnson did not send hate mail to Ace Baker and Ace Baker did send hate mail to Judy Wood. Jim Fetzer did not mention that Ace Baker had sent hate mail to Judy Wood and others. Why was Jim Fetzer struggling so much with definitions and working out who was doing what? He has edited many books and presumably has had to deal with such issues many times. Request denied. Fetzer offered me the opportunity to call in and discuss the issue, reading a statement that is, in my opinion, wildly out of proportion to a remark made in passing is not. Call in and we'll see if I'm right. Okay? Thanks for asking. So he suggests that reading out a statement is wildly out of proportion to what was said by Ace Baker. He's therefore suggesting my request is unreasonable. In a subsequent response, Fetzer then went on to suggest that he didn't know what the definition of hate correspondence was and he implied I was wrong to suggest I did know the definition of this term. Most people in Jim Fetzer's position do have access to various English language dictionaries. He said, I am beginning to get the impression of a child throwing a tantrum. This is not becoming, Andrew. Even your fans may be a bit dismayed. Your demands are excessive and grossly out of line. In a word, no. Here, he starts to call me a child again, suggests my fans who are they? Will not be impressed. And then he says my demands are excessive and grossly out of line. What I made were actually two requests, not demands, see the subject of the original message. Fetzer then, point blank, refuses my request. In the process, he tries to muddle what I said and suggest I am being unreasonable. All because I asked him to read out a 90-second statement to correct a false statement about my actions that was made on his broadcast with Ace Baker. It should be noted that in a previous broadcast of the Dynamic Duo on July 31, 146, where Dr. Wood and I had discussed the idea that Jim Fetzer was misquoting Dr. Wood's research and attempting to take ownership of it in the sense that he could steer it or more easily mix it up with other things, which is not the same as taking credit for it, Jim Fetzer took much of the first segment of the program to read out his own statement about what was said. This will be the subject of a separate article. In other words, Fetzer gave himself the same right of reply that he refused me, that is, he did not offer to come on and debate the issue, he made a statement about what he thought. Why did he refuse me the same opportunity? Ace Baker's next email then seems to go further by asking me to make corrections to my original Part 1 article, to which I had already added a section at the bottom to include Baker's responses to questions I posed in the article. Was his strategy to try and cover up or distract from his own false statements about me sending hate correspondence, as well as not making an apology? Why would I want to spend time making supposed corrections suggested by someone who has made fake videos, said I sent him hate correspondence and sent hate mail himself? What's wrong with this picture? Andrew Johnson, redefined. In a later email from Ace Baker, he did not correct his statement and did not apologize to Andrew Johnson. He decided, apparently, to redefine Andrew Johnson thus, on Dynamic Duo August 26th, I was speaking about my challenge to John Hutchison, offering him $100,000 to reproduce his alleged Hutchison effect levitation. In sorting my thoughts, I began a sentence with I've been getting hate correspondence from Andrew Johnson and so forth period. I should have said, from Andrew Johnson and company. So, to try and avoid apologizing to me, Ace has now redefined Andrew Johnson to be any group of people Andrew Johnson is seen to be associating with. This seems to pair up nicely with Jim Fetzer trying to redefine the meaning of hate correspondence. With such fluid and muddlesome a new word definitions, of both people and well-known phrases, we could be faced with endless possibilities for redefining reality and truth. I have included several other emails below, to allow people to see a fuller context of the remarks made, but have not included the entire thread, because it would be very long, and include many statements and remarks not relevant to the central issue in this article, which I have attempted to describe in the summary below. Summary and conclusion. 1. Ace Baker made a false statement about me sending hate correspondence to him. 2. Ace Baker sent hate correspondence to Dr. Judy Wood. 3. I requested an opportunity to set the record straight on the dynamic duo, on terms I define reading out a 90-second or so statement. 4. Fetzer suggested I call in to discuss it. I refused, because there was nothing to discuss. 5. Fetzer tried to say I did not understand the English language or words to that effect. He tried to muddle the definition of hate correspondence. 6. Fetzer redefined the word request to be demand. 7. Ace Baker did not initially respond to my request for an apology. 8. Ace Baker responded to redefine Andrew Johnson to include any group Andrew Johnson seemed to be associated with, so that Ace's refusal to apologize was apparently justified. I would therefore suggest Ace Baker and Jim Fetzer allowed themselves to cause a small injustice to me by Ace lying about something I hadn't done. I offered them a simple opportunity to correct that injustice twice. They refused the opportunity, tried to say they hadn't really done anything wrong and suggested it was completely inappropriate for me to request an apology. This is a bit like saying, well, I don't agree with your definition of gun and fired and in any case, even if I did, it was your fault for not moving out of the way when the gun went off. Perhaps Andrew Johnson should make a $100,000 challenge to Ace Baker to produce the non-existent hate correspondence. Perhaps this would win me some fans, as people would surely suggest to Ace Baker that he takes up my challenge. If this is how Jim Fetzer and Ace Baker deal with such a minuscule injustice that is their accusation that I sent hate correspondence, should we consider carefully the way in which they appear to dealing with a much larger injustice, that is the crimes associated with 9/11? I do not like writing articles that focus on matters such as this, but I have tried to write this in a clear, focused and dispassionate manner. This is very difficult to do when there is so much at stake. If people reading this article cannot now understand the behavior of Ace Baker and Jim Fetzer with regard to Hutchison effect being linked to 9/11, then there seems to be little hope they ever will. Therefore, I do hope that there is some truth in the phrase "those who have eyes will see and those who have ears will hear."